Hello, folks. It's your boy B Meads,
Chef Rockport,
and Philly Cheese.
And we are the Coffee Squad.
The Coffee Squad. That's right. We're here to bring you all of your coffee related business,
as well as the unrelated. Because remember, people, this is a podcast.
Yes, sir. That's right. The squad has joined the cast of pods here on our very unique special show, Mocha Pot Thoughts.
Clink it.
Look at that. First take. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Listen, people, this is a rarity. We usually take a good 3 to 5 takes just for the intro. We kind of forget how this thing goes sometimes, or we get a little sidetracked. I don't know.
We get a little tongue-tied.
Yeah, first take.
This was like a rarity. This is like picking up a rare Pokemon or something.
All right, so let's see. We got the French press loaded up.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I got a brand new French press. The reason why I have a brand new French press is because my last one was shattered. Oof. Someone came along and disrespected the glass of France.
They pressed it a little bit too hard.
Huh? That's right. They pressed my French a little too much. But it's okay because they replaced it with a brand new one from Bodum. I guess made over in Portugal. Mm-hmm. So this one is nice and sleek. I kind of like it. Mm-hmm. Let's see how it did with our. Actually, you know what? I guess I should explain a little bit first. So we're gonna be drinking on something from Big Shoulders Coffee up in Chicago.
In Chicago,
Chi-Town, baby,
Windy City.
Mm-hmm. So the same person who bought me my new French press also thought of the squad while she was up in Chicago on a recent trip. She stopped off at Big Shoulders Coffee and was impressed by what they had there to offer. She had made mention to some of their specialty roasts and specialty drinks and things like that. Specifically, what comes to mind, she had mentioned, what was it, a marshmallow frap, right?
Toasted marshmallow frap
that comes with one large actual toasted marshmallow on there. Good Lord, I need one of those. Yeah. I love anything marshmallow. It doesn't matter what it is. Peeps, y'all say what you want to. I love Peeps. Damn anybody who disagrees.
Why I got to be damned? I just don't like the sugar that's on them. That's all. I like marshmallows, but when it comes to Peeps, it's got like a sugary coating that I don't care for.
You mean you don't want to file your teeth down with like a gritty charm on the outside of your marshmallow? Is that what you're saying? You don't like sandpaper on your soft foods?
I don't like how that sandpaper tastes. It's like Peeps just don't taste good.
You don't know what you're talking about. Philly Cheese, what do you think about Peeps?
I always think of like I'm tasting like dye when I bite into a Peep.
Uh-huh.
It's like a, I don't know, it's like a like a cardboard dye or something. If I could explain it.
Well, you know what? Damn you too.
They'll be coming for Lopes' Peeps.
Hey, I messed up.
It's Rockport.
It's okay. Maybe we'll cut that out. So, so I love anything marshmallows. So she made mention to the toasted marshmallow frap, as well as a cardamom spiced latte, I think.
And cardamom is different.
Serious, yeah. Yeah, that's different. So, folks, if you're not familiar with cardamom, it's a heavily used spice in the Middle East. Also India as well, which is actually Asia, if you didn't know that. South Asia is what it is. But mainly in the Middle East. And so cardamom has a flavor similar to a mixture of cinnamon and nutmeg mixed together. Kind of something like that. But so if you happen to be making something that requires you to use cardamom and you don't have it, you can't find it, just mix nutmeg and cinnamon together. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, you get like the evil twin.
Mm-hmm. That's right. My cousin liked to call all that stuff fake cinnamon. I had him help me bake something one time, and we're using like Jamaican allspice and cardamom and nutmeg and all this stuff. He's like, man, What's with all this fake cinnamon? Why don't we just use cinnamon?
Almost cinnamon.
It's different. Okay, it's different. So, and then what was the third one? So it was the toasted marshmallow, cardamom, and
I heard green tea. They did like a green tea.
Green tea? What
type of frap?
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, she was impressed with what they had to offer there. So she picked us up some bean. Like I said, big shoulders.
Okay? Big shoulders.
That's right. Burundi. Shout out to them. Yeah, they got us a Burundi. So I won't read extensively through this, but this is what it says. Nutrient-rich volcanic soil, abundant rain, and high-altitude hills set Burundi apart as an excellent origin for complex, high-quality coffee. You know, I can't disagree. Mm. It says some of the tasting notes that we're looking for are brightness to support flavor notes of orange, caramel, and jasmine.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm you glad. Guys,
we,
you guys.
We looking for a little ride there, you know?
That's right. That's right.
Jasmine mixed with orange. That's going to be an interesting little left, right there. A little two-piece.
That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah. Varietal is bourbon. Bourbon.
You always been a fan of those.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The bourbon Burundi.
All right, so let's go ahead and give this one a try from Big Shoulders, straight out the French press, brand new, stage one. I probably should have like ran
It had like a nice orange caramel type of orangish caramel color to it when he poured that.
Yeah,
it was beautiful, man.
I agree.
I wish y'all could see that pour. You could probably hear it at least.
It looks like honey.
Yes, it does. It does. Pass the
so comment. I will say this. a grand mistake on my part. Well, not grand, but a mistake on my part. When you do French press, you're supposed to do coarse grind. For a few reasons, but one of them being so that way you don't get any grinds in your coffee. This one looks a little milky because I went at a number three rather than fully coarse. So,
mm-hmm. So we on that medium side, but
yeah.
You sipping?
Man, that's citrusy.
Yeah.
It went down the wrong pipe.
He was like,
He got so excited. He aspirated that coffee.
kind of hurt a little bit.
You know, a little flaming liquid in the lungs, it's not going to feel too good. 100, probably by this point, 195 degrees. It's cooled down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I'm going to say, it's not too gritty. You know, it's not.
You mean cowboy.
It's not like a snake bite or nothing like that. So we good, even though it was medium coarse. No, it was medium grind, but he didn't ruin it.
It's probably all at the bottom down here.
Mm-hmm. Philly, you were there when we did the cowboy coffee that one time. We did a little review on that. That was kind of a tough one, wasn't it?
I actually liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was true grit, but. I like it.
Yeah, you get your breakfast and your coffee, right? You get to chew some bean.
Yeah.
But
chewing the cud.
Yeah. So look, I'm gonna tell you like this. I give a shout out to Big Shoulders because this is delicious and this is their main drip coffee. So you guys, if you ever go to Chicago, there are tons of places that you need to go, but I give Big Shoulders two thumbs up. I'm giving them for this here out the French press. I'm gonna go ahead and give it a solid 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this gives me the feeling of drinking a delicious morning caffeinated fruit seed in a thermos, mm-hmm. going camping.
Oh,
you know, out looking the rest of the forest, You know, and you just, yeah, man, you got the lake out there, you know, not Camp Crystal Lake, but just the lake, you know.
No, sir.
And you got the thermos, and this is exactly what I expect to taste when I pour some coffee out of that thermos. And I'm just, you know, I'm sitting right outside my tent, you know what I'm saying, looking out on the lake.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it a solid 8 as well. I'm going to bump it up to an 8.5 because this right here took me someplace, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Took me someplace.
I can ride with that.
Me myself, I'm going to give it a 10, man. I like it.
He foxing with it.
It's smooth. Something I could, like, pull out a book and read, you know, and sip at the same time. So, yeah.
Yeah. I agree. This is a real easy one. I mean, this is some quality stuff here, you know, so good on that. So the topics for tonight, fellas, this one's a little tough. And so, again, I want to admit something to the people who are listening to this. So we'd actually talked about this before on a ghost episode. And so I'm going to go ahead and dub myself as the creator of this term, ghost episode, because we recorded a whole live 2 episodes with another guest whom we'll have to get back on the show. I don't even want to say his name because right now it's just a ghost episode. But those episodes were lost in the time of COVID. Yeah. We could not actually get those onto the air. So we're going to redo this subject right now.
Yeah.
Coffee colonics.
A.K.A. coffee enemas.
That's right. We didn't stutter. Colonics. Enema. Got to do with your colon. Clean that boy out.
Hold on. Why y'all call it that?
Because this is not actually drinking the coffee, my man. This is literally... So certain people in certain lifestyles and with certain amounts of money, they think of things to do to make their bodies more healthy in whatever ways they can come up with. And so they invented this thing called the coffee enema. So it's exactly what it sounds like. And so you go to a little boutique somewhere with someone in a very nice collared shirt, and they'll bring you into a back room. And they'll give you nice treatment, maybe a massage, and offer you the caffeinated enema. And if that's...
Yeah. in other words, you got, like, you know, some kind of contraption, you know, that looks very IV-ish, you know, that it would have coffee in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they hold that up, and then the other end is attached to your rear end, and then they hold that up and just let it drain in like a normal enema, you see? And you would hold it. You know, I've never had an enema, don't want one, but I'm just saying the same way that a normal enema works is the same way this works, except now you got a caffeinated fruit seed beverage entering your orifice. And it will be there as long as, I guess, till you can hold it. But it's supposed to have very beneficial situations.
Benefits to it.
I said beneficial benefits.
It's double time benefits.
That's right.
Yeah. So so it's just like people who like to inject vodka into their rectum. You know, it's the quickest way to get drunk. You know, injecting coffee into your rectum is also going to get you quite pepped up.
Yeah.
I just rather chew on a peep, man.
You put yourself through that kind of torture over the coffee enema?
Yeah, I just chew on a peep.
All right. I'm going to hold him to that.
I saw a documentary where this couple was just obsessed with it. Like, they, you know, they would be mad at each other because somebody would, like, be taking up the bathroom. And they trying to get in there in the bathroom and do their thing. And the other person's already in the bathroom doing their thing. And they're just like, basically, they've gotten obsessed with it to the point where they are harming themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's their rectums have become raw.
They up
and
in there.
Like, the doctor's trying to tell them, man, you need to slow up, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you... you know, your body is like rejecting it at this point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they up in there telling lies to their family. The mom be like, Vicky, let me ask you a question. Are you juicing again? No, mom, I don't do that anymore. I just need to spend time in the bathroom smelling your soaps and stuff. They're really nice. I'm not. I promise I'm not. Well, I saw a bag in the trash.
I can't. I mean, they was just treating it like it was so normal. Like, it's a normal part of life. Like, yeah, you know, I just, you know, let the hubby watch the kids, and I'm gonna take my hour and go into the bathroom. Okay, and then when I come out, pretty much like probably about an hour or two after that, he gonna go in and with it, because his pot of coffee is gonna start. Because you have to brew the pot of coffee, but then you gotta let it cool down, because it can't be scalding hot. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta let it cool down. I'm sitting here watching this, and I'm like, what's wrong with y'all, man?
B,
like,
what kind of beans are they picking in here to do this? Are they very like particular? Does it matter?
Man, I don't.
Or they just going straight Folgers?
Man, I don't know. That's like some. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, well, you know, so maybe they're switching over to Robusto, you know, because that has more caffeine in it than Arabica, doesn't it? Or do I have that backwards? It's been such a long time I looked at that. Because I feel like one has more flavor and the other has more caffeine.
Hmm. Something to look up for next episode.
You're right. Yes, we can have a little correction. Mm-hmm. Piece on there about it.
Have an answer to the question.
Mm-hmm. Future Los, in the next episode, please provide me with this.
See, that's what I'm talking about. When you end up in that conversation, that tesseract of conversation, you could talk to yourself in the future. Uh-huh. Future self will respond back too. It's a scary thing. But the worst thing about it that really got to me about this documentary, it wasn't graphic, so you don't have to worry about that, but it's like it was like my obsession or my one of them shows that come on, but they were laying on the bathroom floor. Now there's nothing that's more gross to me than bathroom stuff, okay? And you laying on the bathroom floor because you just got to have this enema. You just got to have this hot coffee going in you like that. You got to be on. You couldn't get in the tub and do that. Right. They was laying on the bathroom floor. I'm like, oh, my God, get off the floor. Like, everything in my brain during this whole part of that episode was like, get off the floor. Get off the floor.
I mean, it seems like the best way to do it for the expulsion part. Well, so you're talking about like the injection portion?
Yes.
They're laying on the floor?
They're laying on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would lay
feet to the sky.
They had the bowl or the whatever had the coffee, the bag or the bowl, whatever. They had that up on the counter. Uh-huh. And then they're laying on the floor. I'm like, you can't get in the tub or something and just hook that joint up to the shower or something and just let it drain down. You know what I'm saying? Get in the tub. Tubs are meant to be laid in.
Right. They laid up in a supine position.
Man. Supine, yes.
Oh. Yeah, man. I just know they were on the ground, bro.
Yeah, exposed.
I can't lay on
to the elements.
I could never lay on a bathroom. On the bathroom. Floor.
What if so if they have like one of those air fresheners, the auto air fresheners, they'd be like, psst. And now you're all exposed with your heels to the sky.
To the light mist at your butt.
Like, whoa. That ain't the one. That wasn't the right spray.
I'm gonna tell you what, man. I'm gonna just say this and then we're gonna hop right off this subject, man. If there's one thing I hate, is like when you get cold mist and land on you. when you're trying to relieve yourself, okay? So like, you be spraying, like you spray the spray, and then the spray come down on you. Like, I absolutely hate that.
Covers your body.
It just like you can feel all the cold particles, and it just come right down on you. You just be sitting there like. I hate that,
bro. I had this. We have this one air freshener. I don't know what company this is, and if it's even legal to make something like this. Mm. This air freshener, you give it one tiny spritz, and it'll smell your whole house up. It's like every other air freshener, whether it be Airwick, Glade, I don't care what they have lovely smells. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not discounting that. But you gotta spray them joints for like a good 3 seconds, you know, to fill up the bathroom. This one is like.
Diffusion at its finest.
It ridiculous. I'm like, what? How concentrated is this? Yeah, and it indeed. Lasts for hours.
Indeed.
Oh, that is some industrial strength.
Yeah.
Probably bad for my eyebrows or something.
Yeah.
Carcinogenic.
Man. Like, it's weird, man, when it comes to sprays and stuff, because I remember, like, my mom from back in the day, she'd just be up on the Glade. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The thing with Glade is, you can only really get one or two flavors of Glade, one or two scents.
Now,
one of them's got to be linen.
A white linen, yeah.
It has to be because it just has a clean smell.
Yeah.
It's clean linen. But then you start getting like, you know what I'm saying, strawberry lemon or something. It's just going to smell like strawberry lemon dude, bro. It's just going to smell like crap with strawberries and lemons on it. It's not going to help. It doesn't mask it at all.
Fresh manure. Smell yes.
With flowers growing out of it. Like,
I tell you, the one that I mess with from Glade, Cashmere Woods.
See, that just sounds magical.
It is. So that's one of those classic scents that comes with the amber smell, the cashmere smell. I love those. I don't know. I got this thing about like good smells and stuff. I mean, everyone likes a good smell, but I get stuck in a candle aisle. I'll sit in the candle aisle for like an hour sniffing all the candles.
I am a not a habitual one, but I am a every now and again, every blue moon candle sniffer.
You're not a habitual candle sniffer.
No.
You're a once in a while candle
sniffer.
I
don't want people
in the store. You're a social sniffer.
Nah, I just let it marinate. Open the door, let it marinate.
Do you click on the fan though?
No.
Okay, so you really marinating. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I just let it marinate.
Okay. So basking in the ambience.
Basking the ambience. Yeah. Man, you gotta click on the fan. That absorbs a little bit too. If it, no, so
he don't care.
You better do a courtesy flush.
He don't care. He's saving dollars. He ain't buying no air freshener. Okay. Don't come over his house when not invited. If you come in, if you knock on his door uninvited, there may be a chance that you come in and his house is on brown alert.
You're going to catch a perm you walk in. As soon as you walk through that threshold, you're going to turn straight.
Oh, you're on level brown. All right.
Yeah, but I have sprayed some Glades that you can taste it. That's why I'm like, Glade is like, sometimes it's not even really that it's concentrated. It's just strong to the point where like you spray it and now you sitting there, you
vanilla lavender.
I taste that. Golly,
paradise mango.
And then it still don't work. Because while you on the inside of the bathroom and you done sprayed and now you're like, okay, we cool, we good.
Mm-hmm.
I smell, you know, coconut and midsection. You know what I'm saying? That's what I smell. I smell like coconut and you know,
Jesus.
You know, a rectum polyp mixed together. If that's even a smell, you know what I'm saying? But it's okay. It's tolerable. But when you leave the bathroom, okay, now everything outside the bathroom is like, yo, that spray didn't work.
No, it's
outside is a different story. So that's why, like, you know, Febreze. Me and my wife are more like Febreze people.
Your Febreze.
Febreze attacks odors differently than Glade.
That's what that's what the commercials say. We will attack your odors differently.
But yeah, I couldn't imagine, back to the particle thing, I couldn't imagine like laying on the bathroom floor with the cord, the hose, whatever.
Yeah.
The hose in my backside, and then I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and spray it, make sure it smelled a little bit more nice in here, you know, and then the particles falling on me while I got, you know.
Yeah, I can't. Honestly,
I got my booty in the air. Just
the whole deal together is odd, you know. Obviously, I love coffee very much.
Me too.
I do. That one there, I'm not sure. Currently, I'll be giving that one a try.
That's not even a line. That's a wall
mm-hmm.
that I'm putting up. I'm not crossing. I'm not climbing that wall.
Yeah.
I don't want coffee going in me any other way than paws in my mouth. That's it.
Philly, if I had faith in anyone possibly considering even hearing it out, you might be someone. Coffee enema?
No.
I wish y'all could have seen his face.
Nobody's got to know.
No, man.
I'll buy you the bag.
Nah. I'm good, man.
Nah, I don't want that. Not down there. Nope.
Now he'd be like, you buy me that bag, I'll just drink it.
Basically.
See, I like my cups, man. Like,
So, I mean, especially when you have a classic cup like that, though. He got the NES controller cup.
No, sir. He's got the Game Boy cup.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, Game Boy. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I saw it from the side. It just looked like all I saw was part of it. You're right. That is a Game Boy cup.
Yeah, I love my mugs, man. So I.
Yeah.
I can't do no enema. So yeah, I got to see my cup and enjoy my cup and my coffee.
But what if it went in both ends, though? What if you enjoyed your cup? Okay, no. It's a no.
You drink while you drink?
It's a no.
Exit on.
It's a no. It really it's a no. I think that, like, there's no way that you could justify that. So, as we wrap that up, it's a no from the coffee squad. No coffee enemas for us.
No, thank you.
There'll be a lot of things that we will be for. There'll be a lot of things that we will say yes to, but that will be a no. Philly, before we wrap things up, you want to say something to the people?
Don't trip. Take a sip.
Mm-hmm. Rockport.
You try and give me an enema, it'll be the end of you.
Bars. And I would like to say, don't aggravate, caffeinate. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
We go through a lot of stuff here in America, and I'd rather just keep it peaceful. So don't aggravate. Just caffeinate, baby. Have a cup and a smile. You can find us on Facebook and on YouTube, Coffee Squad with 3 E's. You can find us on Twitter at The Coffee Squad with 3 E's. Find us on Instagram at The Coffee Squad _3 E's. You've heard it 3 times.
Yes, 3. Please.
3 E's. If you don't put 3 E's in, all one word, you won't find us. Mm-hmm. Coffee squad, that's us. Okay, so if it's a space in there, it ain't us, okay? Rock with us, Fox with us, here on Mocha Pod Thoughts. That's all that need to be said, you know? For all of y'all that are out there putting coffee in other orifices, ill.
I'll be a little more tolerant in 2020 and say, you continue doing you. Okay?
I'm tolerant. I'm just ill. You know what I'm saying? Don't waste coffee, okay?
Not good coffee.
Okay? Don't make me have to go Denzel on you, okay? You don't waste coffee around here. You don't put coffee in other places. You drink it. What's wrong with you? Huh? Okay? All right.
Denzel, how much coffee you got left in your mug?
Coffee is empty. What are you talking about? I need more coffee.
Okay? Oh, jeez. What about you, Philly?
I'm empty, man.
Oh, my gosh. That should be a crime.
You got to pour some more.
It's good, man.
I got one more sip left.
And now we just got slayed. We about to go get some more coffee. Y'all tune in next time. Until then, Clink it.
Hold on, cut the carbs right quick, man. Who, where did y'all find out about the coffee siphon enema stuff?